what kind of agreements could you possibly have that would tie you together, that would consolidate your relationship, that would make you feel safe and secure? Well, one idea is we tell each other everything. Now, there are some people who will balk at that. I predict most of them will be islands. And the island may not like that because the island likes secrets. I like to keep things to myself. I like certain things that I have that are mine, not yours, mine. But remember, this is a two-person system now. We're no longer single. If we want to be single, then be single. You have to think about why not tell each other everything. Why would you pick somebody? And that one person that you pick, the only person on the planet, why would you not want them to know everything? Why wouldn't you want to be free to say anything? Remember, this is home. You're home again. You're creating home. Do you really want a home where you can't talk, where you can't be yourself, where you can't just say what is true? Do you really want to exist on the planet where one person doesn't know everything you know about yourself, doesn't have a map of your mind, a copy of your brain? So you have to really think about whether that's a good idea. We tell each other everything. Everything is open with us. We don't do that with other people, but with each other, we do that because it's good, because it serves us. We put our relationship first. Maybe another idea. Well, why? Because everything sort of flows from us. If we're not taking good care of each other, if we don't put our relationship first, if we betray each other or sideline each other or make the other person third or fourth, then what do we really have? How safe are we? So that's another thing to think about, whether it's important to put your relationship first. Again, the anchor families already have that down. They come from a long line of anchor families where the relationship comes first. We protect each other in public and private, and we're actually the same people in public and private. How important is that? How important is it that you have somebody who knows your weak areas and knows how to protect you and doesn't shame you or embarrass you in public? And if that partner does, they swiftly fix it. How important would that be to you? How valuable is that? Everything that we do must be in terms of what's good for me and you. This is good housekeeping. This is a way of ensuring that there's nothing to go back to that's unfair that we remember. Remember when you did this. Secure functioning couples do good housekeeping. They are good stewards of the safety and security system. And so good housekeeping is just making sure as you go that you're both okay. If you're dragging your partner along and they're resentful, you will pay for that soon. So you don't want to give things to each other that are bad to remember to go back to. So you just take care of them as you go. So these are some of the ideas of a principle-based relationship. Another one, and some people may balk about this one, I'm talking to you, islands, we can be in contact with each other 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have a hotline to each other. Nobody else has that. We have that. I can call you at any time of the day and just complain that I have an itch on my back. Complete nonsense. And your response is still, hi. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. Gotta go. The point of this is that for a secure relationship to form, we need to feel that we have access to our caregiver, that we don't have to wait that long. We don't have to go through what's called anaclitic loss, mother loss, as infants. We have confidence that we can reach our caregivers in a timely fashion. They'll respond. And so we want to emulate that in our adult primary attachment relationship. We have a tether to one another. And does that mean that I'm a surgeon, you can call me during surgery and I have to stop my surgery? No. No. But the spirit of this is what's important, that there is somebody that's available to you 24/7. Nighttime, you have a nightmare, your partner doesn't like to be woken up, but this is what we agreed, this is what we do. You wake your partner up for comfort. That's what we do. You may decide against a 24/7 agreement, but that's another example. Another example still is we're the first to know things, not the second or third. That means with children, there are no secrets between children and that we don't hear as parents because we're king and queen after all. We're in charge. So we're the first to hear about everything. Let me talk about another area here because you can go off and think of your own agreements, but I want to say that your agreements should be thought through as being sound for both of you, good for both of you. If you cannot defend why it's a good idea, you're probably not going to do it. So whatever agreements you come to should be good for a very, very long time and should be overarching enough to where you don't have to be picky and say, does this one of those instances where we made that agreement? It should be understood, like thou shalt not kill. You don't have to really ask a lot of questions about that.